I think we are actually live now, yeah.
It's saying we're live. Ooh, first time I've ever been live on YouTube. Never done a live video before.
I'm kind of terrified about this, to be honest.
Oh, me as well. I mean, I'm a wee bit nervous because we don't have editing on our side, and that's a bit of a worry. But
I tell you, editing is the only way I make it through my videos. I smell so much shit.
Most of my videos are about 50 minutes long, but when I finish, they're 10 minutes long. You know, yeah. I've edited them. I better not put that in there. I won't just get banned from YouTube, I'll get banned from the internet. Completely.
I tell you what, I find myself getting quite worked up about a lot of things.
Oh,
and so the amount of times I have to edit out the words, "you fucking idiot," at the end of my point, you know, I'll be like, "you fucking idiot." And I'm like, I better take that off because that's just, you know, it's just a little bit too far.
You know that if you leave it in, the video, the Sale Polanis will come out and say, "oh, you're very angry. Oh, you're very violent," you know. So even though you are angry, and you should be allowed to be angry, especially at some of the bullshit, "oh, you're a bit angry, I can't take you seriously." Oh, God.
Yeah, you said something, though, that actually is something that I'd like to get on, actually. You said, mm-hmm. "you're very angry, very violent," and that's something that they equate together, you know.
Mm-hmm, always.
You know, and it really fucks me off because, you know, I don't even punch the wall when I'm angry. You know, I just want to fucking rage, let off a bit of steam, and just be like, bam, right, okay, that's it, done, the emotion's gone, I'm calm now, I'm good to go. But yeah, like you said, you know, it's this mm-hmm. condescending sort of, "oh, you're very angry, you shouldn't be angry." It's like, no, I have every fucking right to be angry. You know, you're pissing me off.
If you didn't let it out verbally, then you probably would let it out physically. You know,
exactly.
If you let it all bottle up, you know, you probably would punch walls or people, you know.
You know, exactly. You've got no kind of release from it. And so, you know, and just because it's not in a way that they particularly like, that's what they've got a problem with. And, you know, it's this controlling everyone has to be in agreement with them that drives me crazy.
It's got to backfire on them someday, because once they've got their own little group where, right, now we've sorted all the rules, you're not allowed to say this, not allowed to say that, then one of them in that group is going to say something, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, maybe we shouldn't allow that to be said. There's only going to be one person left in the group, you know?
Or
probably some lesbian dwarf or something, you know, the most victim group there is. I don't know, man.
Or then they're just not going to be allowed to say anything, you know. It's like, you know, "would you like a cup mm-hmm. of tea?" "Oh, well, that's you know, discrimination against people who don't like tea. So, you know, you can't say that." And, you know, it's going to go to ridiculous places where, I don't know. They're going to end up creating the right not to be offended. And because that's so arbitrary, it's just going to be, well, we can't talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they I don't know where they think it's going, you know. That's the thing. I don't know where they think it's going.
Well, at least we took insult out of that clause we had in Britain last year, in November. It was against the law to insult somebody. You could actually be taken to court for insulting somebody. I can't remember the bloody name. It's Section 28 or something like that. I'll remember it and put it up later.
Oh, that can't be fucking true.
And there was a big protest about it. It was people wearing T-shirts saying, "feel free to insult me." You know? And what all they asked was, "look, we want the word insult taken out this, you know."
Yeah,
we understand inciting violence and all that, but to insult people, we in Britain should be allowed. We are known for insulting people, and you're creating a law telling us we can't insult people. If British people can't insult people, what can we do, you know?
Yeah, what kind of conversations can we have?
Unreal.
That's, I mean, when I meet my mates and stuff, the first thing I say is, "you're right, you faggots," or "you whatever," you know, it's, okay, fuck, I'm going to jail now.
Exactly.
Internet
jail.
yeah, absolutely. My YouTube account is boomed down.
But you get that with men, though. That is a big difference between men and women. Now, I've worked in... man jobs, you know, as in high-vis jackets, work boots, but I've also worked in office-type jobs with lots of women.
Yeah.
And there's a huge difference. Like a guy will say to another guy, "oh, get away, you fat cunt," you know what I mean? And there wouldn't even be any second thought about it. It would just be, "any bother, move out of the way." But there's no way a woman would say to another woman, like in an office, you know, "oh, get out of the way, fatty."
Women are too
sensitive, you know, they could never take that, and it would immediately go to the HR department, you know, "oh, she said I was fat." That doesn't happen with men, you know, they're calling each other names left, right and centre.
The whole dynamic is completely reversed, isn't it? Because if you know, I mean, when I go up to my friends, you know, I'll call them every name under the sun. We'll all have a good laugh about it. See who can one up each other. You know, you fat cunt. Oh, you fat gay cunt, or whatever. You know, all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, my friend, he'll walk off and, you know, I'll talk to someone about, oh, so what's he like? Oh, he's fucking awesome. Cracking guy. Trust him with my life. You know what I mean?
You women, could say it to him, but you wouldn't allow other people to say it behind his back.
Exactly.
And everybody has something. There's something like, if you're bald, your friends call you a baldy bastard. If you've got glasses, you're a specky bastard. You're a fat bastard. You're a skinny bastard. There's always something that everybody's got. Guys can take it. Women... not so much.
That's because if you look at what women do, they you know, this pisses me off most about, you know, and I hate to say it, it is practically every woman I've ever met, right? When they meet a new
woman.
I don't care. They're all like this, right? They meet someone new, and it's, you know, another woman, and they're so complimentary to each other, and suddenly they're like the best of friends. And then the second they walk away, they're like, I didn't like her. I didn't like her shoes. And I'm like, well, why the fuck were you saying nice things to her face then? You know, that is the most
disingenuous. That's such a nice dress. That's such a nice dress. As soon as her back's turned, look at her fat ass. You know,
exactly.
It's like, ah. Whereas the men say it to each other, they say it to their face, you know. It's strange.
Exactly.
Although there are men out there that are sensitive. You know, there's not many of them, but there are a few. You know?
Well, there are more of them. I think this millennial generation, whenever I'm walking around town, I swear to God, I look at these, like, you know, 18, 19-year-old guys, and I just think, well, Jesus fucking Christ, I hope the Germans don't invade. Because, seriously, these kids are fucked. They're there wearing their skinny jeans, they've got floppy wrists, and they've got swished over hair, and they're like, you know, they're tittering with the girls, and I'm thinking, me and my mates, were like, you know, we were headlocking each other and, you know, like wrestling around on the ground, punching each other, you know, and having a good laugh about it. And it was just totally different. And these kids...
But these days...
It's a whole generation.
These days, especially if you're young, that's a bad influence. If you're putting your friend in a headlock these days, the teachers or the whoever's in charge, the authorities will go, well, where's he getting that behaviour from? Maybe we should look into his home life. You know what I mean?
He's a fucking guy. They're guys. They're messing around. It's just a bit of fun, you know. They're both having a good time. What's your fucking problem? You know what I mean? But I think we should probably say hi to everyone in the corner. I don't know whether I've got the page up in the background, and I can see
it's
everyone
just
chatting.
Just a good little hangout page up here. I can't see a goddamn thing. Well, is it on your video? Would I have to click on your video, aye?
Yeah, if you could.
Maybe if I go on your video.
Yeah, come on to my chat.
Ah, right, okay. I'll just get to it in a wee second. Here we go.
Yeah, I've got the sound muted on.
Well, it's actually the Google Hangout. Oh! No, wait a minute. I've got this mixed up here. I've actually went onto the video. Jesus Christ, I'm such a fucking amateur.
It's all right, man, I am too. I had no idea.
I'm now on your channel. Google Hangout.
I don't know.
Did this live now? Let's just click this. Oh, there we go. Right, okay, right, I'll just shut up. All right, I've paused that now. I wonder how long the time delay is between us speaking and them hearing.
I am curious, I've got to say. All right, someone type in the comments, you fat cunt.
Oh, I see the comments now, right? Okay, right fucking there. I can't believe it. Missing all this. We're actually hoping to have Sparky Fister join us.
Yeah.
But not because we think he's got anything valid to say, because we wanted him to sing us out tonight. His sweet soul voice.
He's always got something valid to say.
Come on or not.
No, I don't know. If he does, if he does, I'll send him another invite. I think I can do it now. So, if Sparky, if you're listening, fucking come on, man. Jesus.
Okay, how about I say the thing that I was going to say? Remember,
yes.
I was going to say something about sweet Anita.
I would love...
Sweet, lovely, adorable Anita.
I would love... Ah,
right.
There we go.
I know a lot of people don't like...
Hang on,
right.
Just before you get into it, you fat...
Is Sparky on?
Right, so I think there's about a 3 or 4 minute delay. Three or 4 minutes.
No. All right, that's okay.
God, all right, that's loads of people, you fat gun. I tell you, it's good to have
You know him. This is just going to PTSD all over, isn't it? I mean, it's, we're just going to get post-traumatic stress disorder in these comments.
This is what they're talking about. Holy shit, this is an internet fucking mob.
That's brilliant. I'm actually really chuffed that all these people are watching. I didn't think we'd get that many. But 50 people watching right now.
I know, we're just a fucking...
I mean, I was hoping to get like 20 live. You know, I was hoping if we get 20, that's good. 50. I'm quite chuffed with that. Anyway, I want to say about Anita, right?
Yeah, sorry, go.
Right, now, I don't like Anita, right? I have no respect for the woman, and I don't like her. But I want to take my hat off to her, right? Because I was thinking about it, right? I've always disliked her, right? And from day one, I knew that she was full of shit, and she's never played any video games before, right? So I've always known that. But then I was thinking about it. She's making all this money. Probably, if we're going to add it all up, at least 200 grand, probably. You know what I'm guessing?
Yeah, more than that.
With all the work she's getting in interviews and talks and all that shit. But then I thought, whose money is she getting, right? Who is she actually conning? And all the people she's conning, feminists, manginas, and white knights, I can't stand those assholes. So I'm actually happy that she's got their money, because they've all been completely conned. You know, she didn't get a brown penny of my money. You know,
yeah.
So now she got your money, right?
So, oh fuck no.
Most people watching this, none of them gave her a fucking penny. I seriously doubt it.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I'd never really thought of that.
So she's conned the people I can't stand, and that's why, you know something, I take my hat off to her. Well done, Anita. Yep. Honest to God, well done. And I'm not even joking, seriously. I think what she's done is brilliant. Because I think she's probably on our side. She never answers any criticisms. She never replies to criticisms. So she's probably thinking, I knew you were going to say that because I agree. She's just playing these idiots like tricks. They haven't got a fucking clue. They're just handing over their cash. Oh, please convince the world I'm a victim and giving her their money.
Yeah, the idea that she's a victim as well. She's standing up on a fucking stage talking to loads of people in a TEDx talk and stuff. So, yeah, you look like a victim. That is precisely what a victim looks like. Very well groomed in a nice suit, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, and having an adoring audience. That is my definition of a victim.
Well, when you go throughout history and you see genuine victims, they were always on stage giving talks.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were always surrounded by crowds and had a, you know,
a victim. TV shows, you know, the features by the BBC, you know, development awards, and it's just like, wow, this is literally victimization of Anita Sarkeesian, the poor girl. You know, I've got so much sympathy, but I think you're right, man. I think you're she is not only a con artist, but she's conned the people I don't like. So I should probably buy her a beer, to be honest. You know,
I kind of want her to take more money off them. I'm like, I want to spur her on now and say, keep going, Anita. You know, just keep saying every negative thing that happens on the internet is misogyny, because these assholes will keep throwing money at you. You know, I stubbed my toe this morning. Misogyny. There's another $10. There you go. You know, they're just fucking idiots, man.
And the thing is, the great thing is, it's given me ammunition for my videos as well. I mean, if she stopped talking bollocks, what am I going to fucking make videos about? You know?
That's true. Although she probably likes that, though, because it's more attention heaped on her. And, you know, sometimes you can't help but respond, you know. Sometimes you just can't help it. These people need to be told. Nobody else is telling them. Well, you feel it. Nobody's telling them. You just want to get your piece out there, you know.
For me, it's when people take them seriously. You know, it's like the video game design awards and stuff that she got, and it's just like a room full of people who make games and people I would normally respect. Mm-hmm. You know, they work hard, they produce things, they're very good at their jobs, and, you know, all that sort of thing. And then they're applauding, they're giving Anita Sarkeesian a fucking standing ovation for being...
So she conned them as well, then? She conned them. Her con is that good, she even conned them. You know, and these are people that should know better.
Yeah, exactly. It's incredible just how the finesse of her snake oil salesmanship is just unbelievable.
As the mouse says there, Anita has a nose for business. That's true. So true. That's why she's doing so well.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. You know, I mean, you know, you magnificent bastard, Anita. That's all I can say.
I was watching her on TV the other night, and she turned around. Really? I thought she was about to have my fucking eye out. Oh, I'll stop now. I'll stop.
It's all right. She's not Jewish. She's Armenian. So
we're getting into ad hominem territory.
That's true. That is true. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, which is, I tell you what, this isn't even fucking funny, and I don't know why I'm bringing it up now because it's just not funny, right? So Norwegian feminists are trying to make criticism of feminism illegal by comparing it to racism. Oh,
I heard about that.
A friend of mine actually specifically brought this to my attention because I hadn't heard of this, and it. Listen. I've got this thing up. Listen to what they're saying. Right. This is what they think. They want to make anti-feminism illegal. Right.
Good luck.
And their definition of anti-feminism is you know, it's in your attitude, your behaviour, and your action, and it's opposition to feminism and equality. Now, you sly bastards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do not in any way oppose equality in any fucking way. Mm-hmm. What I oppose is being told that I can't do something that doesn't have any detrimental effect on others. You know, and that's what all these social justice movements are. They're, you're not allowed to do that because I have a feeling, you know. And you know, all I want people to do is just say, look, you know, deal with your own feelings. If you don't like it, walk away. You know.
Think of what would happen in Norway if the feminists had free rein to do whatever they wanted without criticism. I mean, that would be a fucking hellhole.
Well, that I think that's what they're going for, though. That's the problem.
They'll probably get the internet first. They'll get that first, and then they'll get it put into law. Well, I mean, Iceland was able to ban brothels and prostitution and strippers.
Oh, fucking not going to Iceland then, Jesus Christ. Yeah, what's there now, you know?
Well, no fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's freezing fucking cold, and there's no, you know. But but the thing is, what's terrifying about this is like, is feminism is an ideology, you know? It's not like... I don't know. It's not like, I mean, it's not inclusive. That's the problem with ideologies, is that they've always got someone who agrees with them and someone who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like any ideology, when, you know, I was having an argument with some tit the other day who on Twitter, what was his fucking name? I want to name him by name. It's Splendisaurus on Twitter, right? This guy is the world's biggest cock. And he was basically, he basically was like, well, you know, this happened with the fascists and the fascists lost. And I was like, okay, well, what happened to the fascists? And he's like, they became a laughingstock. It's like, oh yeah, I think that's exactly what happened at the Nuremberg trials, mate. I think everyone just got around and laughed at them right before they were put against the wall and shot. Do you understand? You know, I mean, this is the path that goes down because it's an ideology, and ideologies always demand sacrifice. You know, someone has to die.
I suppose that's why I'll never call myself a men's rights activist or put myself in any group.
Exactly.
Because if you put yourself in a group, at some point, that group is going to say or do something, and you're then tarred with that.
Yep.
You know? I mean, that's why I do the same thing with feminists. That's how I know. As soon as a feminist says she's a feminist, I throw fucking everything at her that feminism has done.
Exactly.
You know, that wasn't me. That you're not real feminist. No, no, no. You said you're a fucking feminist. Yep. Therefore, you're part of that fucking movement. And anything that movement does, you are by proxy guilty of as well. You're fucking agreeing with it.
You're endorsing it. That's what you're saying. You know? This is precisely my thing. I mean, I'm not an MRA because primarily because I don't want a label. That's exactly it. I'm my own fucking man, and there's no other way about it. You know, I'm not rigid on a certain stance. I'm just going with what I agree with. I mean, you know, and at the end of the day, right? Someone might turn around and say, "Oh, you know, MGTOW is now like an official movement, and it has a political party, and they hate black people, and they want all black people dead." And
I'm something like that.
Yeah, suddenly, well, I'm not one of them now, am I? You know, and so and not, you know, so hey, there's that, but not only that, the MRAs, I think they're fucking stupid. You know, what are you trying to do? Get sympathy in the way women get sympathy? You know, that's how feminism. You're not going to do that. No one's got any sympathy for you. You're a fucking man.
No chance. No chance.
You know, so it's a fool's errand, basically. You know, I can understand why they're trying, and you know, fair enough. And someone's got to, but it's going nowhere. You know, it's not going to succeed, and it's not going to beat the feminists, especially well, around, you know. So
maybe they'll have more chance of being defeated if it's not just one group that goes after them, but individuals that go after them that don't belong to groups. But it's, I mean, you say MGTOW, right?
Yeah.
Now, even though I don't subscribe to any group, I do fit into that category because, well, I'm a man, right? I go my own way. I do what I want in life. I do not in any way kowtow to women or go out my way to please them.
Yeah.
They have to, I would rather, they have to fucking entertain me and make me want them. I'm not going to work for it. I'm not interested.
This is precisely the argument I actually had with some, I assume it was a woman, on YouTube earlier. She was like, well, you call yourself a MGTOW. I was like, no, I just fit into the category of MGTOW by definition. You know, I do what the fuck I like. You know, I just do what makes me happy and what I think to be morally correct. And if that's what makes one a MGTOW, which I think it does, then that's what I am, you know. But I'm not committed to the label.
I mean, it almost fits the description of selfish, but what the fuck is wrong with being selfish? You know what I mean?
What else?
You're only
is
looking out for yourself. What's wrong with that? You know?
Who else is going to look out for you? You know? There are no government legislations watching out for me, you know?
But in a way, I'm glad, though, because I think that does... All of this nonsense makes men stronger, and all of this nonsense about protecting women all the time, it makes them weaker, as you can see when they go online and they get somebody says something about their tits. You know what I mean? The next thing you know, they're crying like big babies.
PTSD from Twitter. Mm-hmm. My God.
Jacqueline Glynn done it as well. Do you know Jacqueline Glynn?
No, I don't.
She makes atheist videos, right?
Oh, does she?
That's her angle, you know?
Yeah.
We've all got an angle. Mine's is anti-feminist, you know? Yeah. We've all got an angle.
Same thing.
Hers is atheism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a lot of comments, you know, like, oh, because she's pretty, right? Oh, get your tits out, I'd love to fucking do this and that. Oh, you know what I mean? All the crap, shitty comments that you would just ignore if you were a strong woman. But she made a video, you know, and so did Cult of Dusty make a video as well saying, oh, you need to stop this. This is, you know, like, stop talking to women like this on the internet. And it's like, well, what the fuck makes them so fucking special? What do you mean? I can call any man on the internet a fucking faggot-ass cunt or whatever, and there's nothing, you know what I mean? He doesn't cry. Why can't he do anything to a woman?
At worst, he's going to press the block button like a big boy and move on with his life. You know?
if it's really getting to him, I can't handle this, then just block me then, fine.
Absolutely. I just want to go through some of these comments that have been there, because some of them are really good, actually, because... Adam Haykal says, MGTOW isn't a group, it's a description. That is...
I like that. I like that. It's not a group, it's a description. Ah, okay, fair enough. That's a good way to put it. Fair enough.
I do like that. And MGTOW, the High Priests of Freedom, which I think is nice. I like that.
Well, <that's, you> know? maybe they should change from MGTOW to the High Priests of Freedom. That should be their name. I'm not a MGTOW, I'm a High Priest of Freedom. I like that as well. That's quite good.
I think people who don't understand it will start assuming that it's a movement, though.
A Christian movement, because you said priest.
Oh, fuck. Why did I do that? So, what about you? Are you atheist, Christian?
Atheist.
Yeah, I knew it.
All the way. When people say, why am I an atheist? I say, because that's how I was born.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just never changed. I've never had... But I'm lucky, though. In Britain, we don't really get that heavy indoctrination like some of those Americans do, man. Some of those southern states, fucking hell.
I feel really bad for them, in a way, because, you know, what I feel most bad is when you've got, like, what's his name? Hovind, some... He's a professor or something, but he's very staunchly Christian, and you can tell that if he wasn't born in America, he would be an excellent Richard Dawkins. You know,
he's
a very smart man, but he's got to be a Christian because obviously that was how he was born and raised. You know, so it's one of those things that, you know, I can see that if I was born there, I'd be the same. I'd be just like him probably. You know, or well, I'd like to think that. I'd like to think I'd be able to see that it's still bullshit,
I think that's a lot to do with Richard Dawkins. You know the way Richard Dawkins sometimes gets worked up with these idiots, you know, and fucking, you know, you can see him really worked up. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that he knows, even though he's a very intelligent man, that had he have been born in another part of the world, he would be religious.
Yeah.
And, you know, even he knows this, and all atheists know this. And it's like, I think that's where a lot of the kind of anger towards religion comes from, because it's like, had they have gotten a hold of me when I was young, I would be one of them.
Yeah. excuse me, sorry. I've just noticed that Sparky's mentioned that he can't join. I don't know why.
A plugin.
Yeah, that's it.
I had to install a plugin, and then I had to give my phone number. Did you have to do that?
No, Mike. No. I think I've already done that.
I have to validate
my account.
Just to make it live. Did you know about the making it live on his YouTube settings?
No.
Your YouTube settings under video management, there's a part where live events, go in there, and it says, do you want to turn on live events? You have to turn that on, and then you'll be able to join.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send him another invite in case he's got that stuff figured out. But yeah, I think this might actually clock off after an hour, but what I'll do is I'll just rehost it.
Cool.
Because cool. I didn't know what I was doing, and there's probably a setting that I didn't fucking press because I'm a fucking idiot.
I thought it just kept going until you stopped.
I thought it did too, but it seems to have a timer on it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see, and you know, it'll get tits up when it goes tits up, won't it? yeah, what was I going to say? This religious thing. I've got a lot of respect for, like, American atheists, because, like you say, you know, it is so pervasive over there, and it is so... And it drives me crazy, because, I mean, I really like... One of my favorite things is conspiracy documentaries on YouTube. Okay. I think they're fucking brilliant, you know. I mean, don't worry, I am absolutely persuaded that the world's about to fucking end in a firestorm of death caused by the lizard man Obama. I'm not really, I'm just... You know, exactly. It's the most exciting science fiction I've ever heard. You know, I mean, I think that some of them have probably got some. You know, there's probably a lot to some of them. Like, I don't know, maybe 9/11 or something. I don't know. It doesn't look like terrorists could have done that.
There was the bombers that were found. They were part of Mossad, were they not, on the bridge?
Hmm.
And they had
a
van full of explosives or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, anyway. I don't know the details.
No, I heard about that. You know, they're filming it and cheering and stuff, and they're these Mossad guys, and it's just like, right, okay, that's weird. Oh. You know, I mean,
Sparky's saying, Sargon, I can't join because you don't follow me. I think you have to go on Google Plus and follow Sparky.
No, I fucking am. I swear to God. Hang on a second.
No, maybe you're subscribed to him on YouTube, but maybe you don't follow him on Google Plus. Maybe
I swear to God, I'm on Google Plus and it says following.
I don't know. Maybe he's not following you. Oh, I don't know. I just don't know.
It sent me a thing saying that he was following me. Shit. Hmm. That's Geist. I'd really like to have had Sparky on this. I don't know. Maybe you should rehost this.
Maybe if you want, you just start it again, aye?
Yeah, I'll just start it again. Sorry about this, everyone. We'll be back very shortly. It's just that I'm fucking stupid.
Change the setting for the time if you can.
Yeah, I'll have a look for that as well. Sorry, cool. Be like 5 minutes, everyone.
Right, okay.